Today is Monday, December 7th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I'm going to record two episodes today because I have a haircut tomorrow. And I'm so used to those now. And I know people are thinking, you're so used to haircuts. What are you talking about? But I'm so used to my haircuts. It's a 5 hour drive there and then a 5 hour drive back. And, you know, interestingly enough, the last time I was there, the lady recommended, and I don't even remember if I brought this up. So for those that are new listeners, I'm very open and honest about this. I wear a hair system. That is what we call it in 2020. We don't call it any of those old names that are embarrassing. We call it a hair system, and it is perfectly normal and natural, and lots of guys do it, and actors do it, and I just want to get that out of the way for anyone. So I like to be very open and honest about it because I don't think that guys should be ashamed or that there should be some stigma. I've been told before by some people, you should just shave your head. Or you should just live with whatever you've got. And we don't say that to women. We don't say, oh, so your hair's thinning, woman. You should just shave your head. You'd look better. Or whatever. We don't do that. But when it's men, there's a real stigma around men and hair loss. And if you're a man, you're just going to live with it and you're going to shave your head and you're going to be a man. And that is why I like to be so open and honest about it, is because A, I want to feel like it's okay for me to wear a hair system. And I want to continue to tell myself there is nothing wrong with it and that I shouldn't feel ashamed. And I want other people to feel like they should be able to do that if they want to as well. There's nothing wrong with shaving your head either, but guys should have the same options afforded to them as women and not be looked down upon for using those options, right? And nowadays they have really natural looking options. And I've been told by multiple people that they would have no idea had I not told them. So I think what I'm doing is pretty natural. However, it is a pain in the butt and it's expensive. And for me, it's a long drive because I don't have any place close by that does this. And the last time I was there, the woman said, you are such a good candidate for a hair transplant. And those have gotten better over the years. They don't do big old huge swaths of hair. Supposedly, it looks very natural and they pull your own hair. As always, it's not like they're pulling pubic hair out and putting it on your head or anything. It's out of the side of your head or the back where you have thick hair. And they have computerized robotic systems now so that they do it one hair at a time so they don't look like hair plugs like they did in the past. But, and ultimately, if you added the cost up for the surgery versus what I spend every year on these, because hair systems only last 2 or 3 months and they're not cheap. So every year I have to buy 6 of them. And I won't go into detail about how much they are, but they're not cheap. You can get a cheap one, but they look horrible. And so if you want it to look natural and nice and everything else, you have to spend quite a bit of money. So the cost for 6 of the hair systems would pay for the first surgery of hair transplant. Now, if you have really significant hair loss, you may have to have multiple surgeries. But let's say I needed 3 surgeries. Then theoretically, 3 years of hair systems would pay for those surgeries, and I would have hair for the rest of my life. That would be my actual hair, my real hair that's growing. But I don't like medical procedures. And I've seen, and they are literally poking hair in, and you bleed, and it's not, they have to numb the area and all this kind of stuff, and they have to extract the hair, and it's not surgery necessarily, but it is a medical procedure. So I don't know. And the other thing is, I don't think, so after you get the surgery, or whatever you want to call it, a procedure, I think you look really weird for probably a year after the surgery until it all grows in nice and thick. And if you have to have multiple ones, you go through multiple years of looking weird. Now, after you're done, it all looks normal and everything is fine. I don't even think you can wear a hair system over it. Let's say I go and get the surgery and then I want to put on my hair system so that no one can notice. I don't think you can do that. I think you have to let it breathe. And so you just have this scar tissue looking bald spot that has pokes, all these pinpricks in it that are bloody. So I don't know. I mean, over my entire life, I'm sure I would go back and say, yes, that was totally worth it. It's your own hair. You don't have to go through the process of getting these things glued on. I don't know, though. I mean, I really don't like the idea of a surgery. And what I'm doing now looks so natural. It's just a pain in the butt and very expensive. So I don't know. I don't know what I should do. So I've got that tomorrow. So I'm recording two episodes. So I'll start giving you guys a little bit of an update over what I did on the weekend. And then we'll finish up on tomorrow's episode. So Daniel and I recorded Mix Minus. I actually missed Mix Minus, and the year or two that Daniel and I stopped doing Dubious Intent, I really missed doing a podcast with him. But I thought, A, he either hated me and never wanted to talk to me again, or B, hated podcasting and never wanted to podcast again, and I didn't want to bother him. So I didn't go back and say, oh, Daniel, I really miss doing a podcast with you. But I really did. And so I was so glad when we started podcasting again together. And when I was off over my little Thanksgiving break, I missed doing Mix Minus. So we did that. And we gave out the prize. Scotty Battler won a prize for our level 13. And we gave that out. Now, I was thinking, you know, so Daniel and I are doing this thing called level 13. That is it's a club. You don't pay anything. You literally email us and say, hey, I want to be part of level 13. And then we give you stuff like we have pre-show and post-show that we record. And for That Darn Elvis, which is Daniel's show with Scott, formerly known as Auntie Vera Charles, they release a pre-show and post-show as well that only the level 13 members get a recording of that. And we're going to do other things. We're going to do special one-off episodes that are just for level 13 members. For instance, we're going to do a three-way with myself, Scott, and Daniel. We may do that more often than once, but we're at least going to do it once and release that on the level 13 feed. So we're going to do stuff. And I was wondering, what could I do for Geeky Gay if I was to offer? Because I don't do a pre-show and it's just me. It's like, I don't sit here and just ramble to myself for 10 minutes before the show and then 10 minutes after. So I'm not really sure what I could give. If you guys have any ideas of something you would want, you can let me know. And we can certainly do some level 13 stuff for Geeky Gay as well. But I don't know what that would be. So on Saturday, I had a list of things that I needed to get done this weekend. And one of them was garland. We have these big posts in front of our front door. And the Christmas light company gave us all these options for things that they could do. And one of them was wrap the post with this garland with Christmas lights in it with some pretty red bows and stuff like that. And we thought, oh, that looks really good, but that looks like something that we could do. And they were going to charge, like, I don't know, around $500 or something to do this. And so I thought, no, we'll do that ourselves. It'll cost maybe $100 to buy the garland. And then we have a ladder. We can do that ourselves. The ladder isn't tall enough for us to get on the roof, but we can do the posts ourselves. So I, the one thing I wanted to do for sure is I wanted to get that done. And I will tell you guys more on tomorrow's episode. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more episodes at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.